Simply Done, the podcast network.
If this is it, what do we call ourselves? The Terrific Two? What do you think?
Don and Perry.
That's stupid. It's not going to work. Coming to you pre-recorded from Simply Don, the podcast network studios at a secret location in West Hollywood, California. It's the Big Three Podcast. Hi, I'm your pal, Don Barris.
And I, of course, am your best of the best, Scary Perry Caravello.
Well, we got a big show today, and
yeah, big show, all right.
Well, there's somebody kind of missing, too.
Yeah. Mole's missing, my bank account's missing, and they're not going to give me back my money.
Well, didn't I tell you that all along? Didn't I say that to you all along? I told you you were spending all this time putting so much effort into something that you had no chance of winning. All right, but it's not a big deal. You're shaking your head. I don't know what to say to you. Last week
I was very rude to our other half.
Yeah, and you pulled Mole's hair.
That over.
Well, before we get into that story, let's hear the message I got from Mole the other day. If you would, please play that.
Hey, Dan, you know who he is? It's Mole. Hey, man, listen, I'm sorry I'm not going to be there, but, you know, I can't take getting attacked like that anymore from the Scare Master, but... You know, I totally support the Big Two. I think you guys are going to be awesome. I just wish we could have done some more stuff together. My agent says I got to explore some other opportunities, but I really wanted to do them with the Big Three. I mean, I really think we're just on the cusp of really hitting pay dirt. But anyway, I'll talk to you later. You know who it is? It's Mo.
Yeah.
Time to get his ass back in here.
Time to get his ass back in here. You ripped his hair because you thought it was a wig.
I was ignorant.
And you just yanked his hair.
Please, I'm going through so much stress.
All
right,
but Perry, I understand you're going through stress right now. I do understand that, but my God, you got to think of what you're doing to the show. Perry, look at the show this way. Now, you've never claimed to be my friend, correct?
I've always claimed the view. I have claimed you
as a coworker,
as a coworker, as a business,
but
associate,
never as a friend,
as a true friend.
All right, so play me as a business person. Don't bring your bullshit to work. You're gonna get fired. Now we don't know what we're gonna do with Mole. Thanks. That's all you have to say.
I'm speechless. I'm really fucked up because of so many stupid, ignorant things that I, like you said, and like when you're at another job, like when I was a grocery clerk, they says, leave your problems at home. Don't bring your problems at home to work. So, and I'm bringing my problems at home to work, and it's the wrong thing to do.
All right. I see that you generally seem sorry.
I feel really bad.
Well, now what do we do? Wait a minute. Hold everything. Was that just the call that came through? If that's a call, put it through.
Hello, gents. Guess whom is ringing you up?
Mr. Adams.
Hey, Mr. Adams.
Well, listen, I got out of the detention center, and I heard the news, but I quite simply didn't believe it. Mole is actually gone.
Yes, Mr. Adams, it sure looks that way.
Betty, do me a favor, love. Listen, tell me what happened.
Are you talking to me, Mr. Adams?
Hold on. Let me jump in for a moment. Mr. Barnes, while it was Perry brutally attacking Mole, I feel you are the one responsible.
Me? Why me?
Well, I'll tell you why. Because you are the grown-up of the group. I expect you to keep your house in order.
But it was Perry's fault. He's the guy that pulled Mole's hair.
Whomever is to blame, all I know is, Mr. Barnes, you stood by while Perry was hair-raping Mole. Listen. Perhaps I overstated it. I don't mean to compare it to the hand rape that Perry experienced with Mr. Callahan Job. I just find the entire episode shocking and disappointing.
What do you mean disappointing?
I'll tell you why it was disappointing. Because I had some exciting things lined up, but it was a package deal. Now, who knows? Anywho,
good
I got a little joke.
Oh, yeah.
Real quick,
let's do a joke. Adams, no, let him tell the joke.
Mr. Adams,
let him tell the joke.
Who granted the fish's wish?
I have no idea, Perry.
Say that again.
Who granted the fish's wish? Any ideas?
No.
One more time. Say the joke again.
Fairy godmother.
Oh.
Sure, Miss Walter.
So do we, Mr. Adams. Say, you still doing the drugs?
More than ever, lads. I'm on more narcotics than ever. I, too, blame that on Perry. Toodles!
Whoa. He's even
blaming.
That
was quick.
Yeah, well, he's like Mole a lot more than us, I guess.
Oh, boy.
So now what do we do, Perry?
Beg.
Beg. You know what? They're already trying to replace Mole. And like you, there's no replacement for you, really, and there's no replacement for Mole. Listen to the message that I got from Yurgi today. Play that message.
Don Barris, it's Yurgi. I need you to do me a favor. I've got this fresh piece of ass right off the boat from Romania. I want you to put her on your podcast. I have, don't really know what she does, but put her on. You'll figure it out. Maybe she be the she fill mole spots. You make new big three with this one. She's great, man. Rim jobs like for the days. I'm telling you, she's a perfect fit for your podcast.
Oh, that's what we need. Yurgi,
get a chicken here. Hey, you know, I talked to Kathy Griffin on Twitter. It would be nice to get Kathy in here.
She's not going
to
come on here and be the third member of the big three. We're being forced
exactly.
by Yurgi.
Exactly.
What's the matter, Mary Jane?
We have a guest.
Is it the girl?
It's not a girl.
Who is it?
Yes.
Even
Brody's. Oh.
Enjoy
it. Look
hey, Brody,
what are you
here?
Doing here?
Hey, Barry.
Hey,
grab
Brody.
A seat. Grab a seat.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Well, Brody,
it'll be better if we had Mole here. And
well, yeah, you know what? This is a great opportunity, Don. You know, joining the ranks with Stephen Brody Stevens on the big podcast 3, Simply Don. The network, feeling good to be a part of the family. I was a bag checker, too, at Gelson's on Reseda.
Oh, you worked at the Gelson's over by my house?
Yeah, over the one in Tarzana on Reseda.
Exactly.
I would do carts once in a while.
Right.
But I only did it for like 3 months because it took away from my baseball.
Okay.
But I did see you there a few years ago, remember? Might have been the Vaughns. Don, great to be here. The Stephen Brody Stevens podcast moment.
I'm a little confused. Why are you here?
I'm just, I feel energies. I'm involved in Twitter. I heard there was something going on. I have an exclusive Yahoo Map app on my phone, and I realized Mole wasn't going to be here. He was doing something with the trial, something with this. I moved in, Arizona State. Go ahead, Perry. Stephen Brody Stevens.
Can I give Stephen Brody Stevens a thumbs up because of him coming back from his illness?
What illness?
Illness? When you were at
Well, wouldn't you let me announce my illness first, Perry?
I'll let you do it.
All right,
thank you. You were...
Well, he came and visited
facility.
You at the
Thank
hospital.
You. I was in a facility.
And I was there.
And you were there.
To support you.
Thank you, and I do appreciate
I was unable
that.
To come to see you more than just that one time.
One was enough.
Okay.
Two would have been better. Three would have been fantastic. But one, good effort.
I made it
Thank
three
you.
Times.
Did you go come over three times?
Yeah, I've got the
You've been
ticket.
Very helpful. You've been very helpful, Don.
Okay, but I'm confused in why you're here today.
Because I... feel like this is my opportunity to do a show on the Simply Don the podcast network.
Well, as I told you when you were in the hospital, I said when you
Wait,
get
I was
out,
in the hospital? What's is there like yes I was. Well, go ahead.
Do you prefer I don't talk about that? I won't. But I'm just saying, I'm just making Perry brought it up first.
All
I
right.
didn't have anything
you guys
to do
just
with
want,
it.
So, you want me hospital, to open up though. The documents and tell you exactly what the doctors and the nurses and the students and the exercises I did, the group therapy, smoking, meth,
I'm
cigarettes.
I'm not looking into
menthol.
That. I'm to be honest with you, if you want to say something, that's fine. But what I'm telling you is this. I'm confused in why you're here. I said when you were in the hospital that when you get out, I'm starting the podcast network. And we would try to work you into a show, but I've got to get everything off the ground.
Well, I had surveillance. I have some people in here that told me that this opportunity would be allowing itself to shine.
What I'm confused in, how did you find where we are? This is a secret location.
I'm Stephen Brody Stevens. I have my ways. I hosted TMZ. They put me on four times. The fifth time, I'm in there hosting, and then I went nuts on Twitter and scared everybody because I got off my meds in Montreal. I got on antibiotics. For a swollen throat and strep issues.
Right.
And that was actually more important to me than taking the Lexapro, which I'd been on and off in terms of milligrams. Does that make sense?
It
I never completely went off,
of
but
sense.
I went down.
I'm very
Isn't
glad.
That a great show right there?
Well,
it is. I like it. I like it. I
because
like it
I'm being real, Perry?
Well, okay, you're telling real things.
Is it scary?
It's not scary at all to me because I was there.
No,
I saw
not,
what
not
happened.
That it's scary, but you're bringing up medication that is involving those that have had.
Hey, Dr. Kildare, lighten up for a second.
They'll have what?
They have had mental issues. Not,
everybody has. What do you mean?
No, wait
so
a second.
So you're telling me
no,
because I'm taking that
calm,
I have mental issues.
Not mental,
hey,
mental.
Why do you got to get on him? You chased Mole out
Dude,
last week.
Is this,
now,
what is this what the big podcast Simply Don Network is?
I'm not getting
is?
On your way.
It's Simply Don the Podcast Network.
Because
you don't even know the name
I
of
know,
the podcast
Perry.
Network?
What's that?
You don't even know the
Simply
name?
Simply Don the Podcast Network? Of course I do.
Oh. Now, Perry, this is up to Brody. When
yes.
he talks about whatever he talks
yeah,
about. And
I
what
understand.
I'm saying is this. Don't start accusing him of things. You, you
not,
scared Mole away. Last week, he pulled Mole's hair, and Mole has quit. That's why he quit.
Oh, graphic illustration of that.
Yeah, and it's...
I'd like to see one.
Well, no, you want him to do it to you?
No, I don't. Well, I don't have much hair to pull off.
No,
that's one of the side effects, going bald with these meds.
I wouldn't know about that. You see, if I let my hair grow out, I look like Thor. Really thick, blonde hair.
Why don't you let it grow?
I like the bald look.
You got it.
Anyway, we were in the middle of something. If you want to sit in and just see how you play around with this.
Sure, I can do the morning zoo type of stuff.
Well, it's
all talk sports. Dodgers, yes. Clayton Kershaw, Cy Young, Matt Kemp. Will he win the MVP? It all comes to you when the World Series is about to begin. We'll announce those awards. I played baseball, Arizona State, mother born in Michigan,
like
yourself.
Okay, let's
is that
slow
a good
up.
Show?
Let's slow up.
Slow
just,
up,
no,
okay.
No, we're in the middle of talking about something serious. Are you all right, Brody?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good.
All right, here's the deal.
I'm on a lot of good, fun things.
Okay. The point is what right now we're in a segment that we like to call What People on the Internet Are Saying. And this past week was kind of crazy because people are really frightened for you, Perry.
I'm.
Well, the bank matter, everyone's frightened of because we don't know what's going on. What ended up happening? You didn't get your money.
No, I didn't get my money.
All right, and we knew that. All right, now you can get on. Now you know what's behind you.
I guess I'm going to have to go on.
Well, okay.
But it's not easy to go forward when you have very little to go forward with.
You have very little before. You spent a lot of time and energy that would have been equivalent to you earning $3,000 by going to the bank. It wasn't worth it. Brody, you know a little bit about pressure, don't you?
Yeah, sometimes I don't handle it well. No, I'm kidding. I do handle pressure well. I'm great. How dare they think I'd be suicidal or homicidal? That's ridiculous.
Well, see,
that's what I am.
That's what he is this
what?
Week.
What, are you homicidal?
Suicidal.
He was
okay,
writing
I'm not. But why would I? Why am I getting treated that way? Because I'm good on Twitter?
You see, here's the crazy thing. You were taken to the hospital. He's still out there because he was putting things on Twitter, too.
What were you
about
putting
being
on Twitter, Perry?
That's what they're worried about online.
I am just sick and tired.
You said you're going to end it all.
Yeah.
Why would you do that when you're a part of the Big Three podcast? You can make T-shirts. You can do signings. You can go on America's Got the Voice.
I don't have any money.
We're about to do that.
Stay
Rock
with Don. Help it. Connect with Don.
But then
and
what?
Me too. I'm
what,
part of the family.
See,
now.
That's where Nick is helping me out too. He told me to calm down.
Okay. Well, everyone's worried about you,
out.
Perry.
Things
everybody's worried.
You want to try Seroquel?
No, don't give him any of your drugs.
I can't. I don't want to take any medication that I. It was never prescribed to me.
Well, we can go to CVS Pharmacy. They got
no,
a thing
no,
there.
No,
don't
no.
give him drugs, Brody.
No.
Things are cool with the
but
drugs.
But they let you read it out. They have a whole one of those books. They tell you exactly
Brody,
what drugs you can take and the dosages.
The stuff that I'm on, I'm
what
staying
are you on?
On. I'm on Tegretol and Prilosec.
Is that over-the-counter, Prilosec?
All right, guys, I don't think anybody gives a shit about the drugs. Okay. Brody, I'm going to ask you one more time. Don't offer Perry drugs. Okay?
They're medications.
Okay, just stop. I don't want him having drugs.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right,
thank you.
All right, now, Perry, people were really worried. They thought you were suicidal.
Thank you.
You smoking weed?
No. I'm not smoking weed. I'm not smoking
Because that's illegal,
crack.
Man. That's not cool.
Not in California.
I'm not going to smoke weed. I'm not going to smoke rock cocaine.
Did you do rock cocaine at
I
one point?
I used to love doing rock cocaine.
Are you serious?
I used to love it.
I've never even thought about that.
Long time ago, yeah.
When did you, was that out in the
back
valley?
Back in the 90s.
Here's how crazy he was. He was telling us a story. Remember, you know the balloon boy's father? He would have him go get rock cocaine. He would pay for it, and then they would split it. Well, Perry got in the habit of doing this, and he told us one night about how he went. It was about 8 miles round trip or 8 miles one way to where he would buy the rock.
I think it was round trip.
4 miles there, 4 miles back.
Okay, so he made that round trip. He'd go there, buy the rock cocaine, go back to his place, smoke it, then start working out like a maniac. Then crave that, and he was telling us one time he went back and forth 9 times.
In one night.
Yeah.
Just don't do it. It's
insane. Now, Perry.
This was right before the new millennium.
I would not do anything like that.
And then the night of the new millennium, and that's what ended it.
Okay, well, this is good. So it's 11 years.
It's 12.
Everybody's very worried about you. And you're in a position. Look what we got. We've got a secret location studio. Nobody knows about it.
We have sources.
Okay, I know. You're here, so obviously you know where it is.
Well, they could have blindfolded me.
Well, you came by yourself, didn't you?
I did park.
Obviously you parked.
No, but I parked in a structure, not out on the street.
I did park. Unbelievable.
What's the matter, Perry?
I did park. Did you drive? Did you fly?
I drove.
I thought you'd be on your skateboard or my skateboard.
I don't skateboard very well. Do you used to go to Skater Cross?
Sure did.
You know what? Perry recently had a neck operation because a couple years ago he was skateboarding and he landed on his head. He was in his mid-40s and he was skateboarding and hurt himself.
But you're better now, I know.
A little bit.
Well, he had an operation. He's going to have another operation in November. Yeah, Mary Jane, you had something to say?
He was showing off for a girl, and that's how he fell on his head.
How old was the girl, Perry?
I'm not sure how old she was, but I was bragging about the ball bearings that I had in the wheels that I had on my 9-inch wide popsicle stick board, and I was bragging about.
By the way,
ceramics.
May I say this? You really know how to come into the ladies with that kind of line.
Well, you know, we said hello to each other, and then I was bragging about how the ceramic ball bearings from Rocket Round ball bearings, you know, how nice and smooth they were. So I let her take a run out on the board, and then did I let her take a run?
Oh, no, God, no. Perry.
Then I went to my
it's
board.
It's a good story,
Don.
It's not a good story.
Well, I'm visualizing.
Well, I flew out. I dropped in.
And you land on your fucking head.
I landed on my right eye. I didn't land on anything else first. Right eye. I had all my equipment on, my helmet, my knee pads, my elbow pads.
Glasses.
Even my shorts. And I was wearing Oakley sunglasses.
Yep.
Broke those sunglasses. Put a big ring around my right eye.
And you tweaked your neck.
And then he had an operation
in May, and he's going to have another
one. You're going to be better.
In November.
Take the right supplements.
Can I just say this? You'll both be better.
Thank you.
Now, for those of you that don't know, not only did Perry fuck things up with Mole, to the point where he's not even here this week. But he also fucked up things with Nuka's Nation.
You know, that Rucka Rucka Ali scumbag, he's lucky he's not here because I don't know what I'd do.
You said before you'd take his thumbs off and make him eat him.
Yeah, something like that. Because I'm just sick and tired of the bullshit. Rucka Rucka Ali might be trying to be cute and funny and stuff.
What do you mean? With his Perry's Gay song?
Yeah, with that song that I like to suck dick and stuff. But, you know, I don't approve of it. And I'm not that way in any way, shape, or form.
No, okay, so what? What does that mean? So you're going to threaten this guy's life?
No, fuck it.
Keep in mind, on his videos, what he claims is he's doing parodies of characters. So you can't sue him.
I'm not going to sue him.
But you're threatening his life. And you think Nuka's Nation's going to take that? They're not going to.
He's in Detroit, Michigan.
Oh, you know that for a fact.
That's what it says online.
What's the matter?
She's here.
Who is?
Natasha.
Was that Yurgi's girl?
Uh-huh.
All right, this is the girl that's being forced down her throat by Yergi. Now, if you're not familiar with Yergi, Yergi was one of the producers of the film Windy City Heat. And so he actually has a scene in the movie Windy City Heat.
Oh, wow.
Grab a seat.
Have a seat. Grab and have one.
You said her name's Natasha?
Natasha,
here, come this
yes.
way. Okay. Hi, you're Natasha?
Da.
And Yergi sent you to be part of our show.
Fuck now?
No.
I can't be involved in that kind of stuff, Don.
No, she's not going to fuck
very pretty.
No. Do you speak English?
Yes.
I know that you speak
English. We know
English,
you speak English.
I'm talking to Natasha. Natasha, do you speak English?
No shmiska.
What?
No shmiska. No English? Uh-oh.
Yeah, you're Romanian?
Da.
Oh.
Okay.
Beautiful. Very beautiful. She smells great, too.
Does she?
Yes.
Smell?
No. Oh, no. I don't want to smell your sweater. Thank you, though.
Smell?
Sure. I don't. Well. Oh.
Mishka?
Yeah, it's nice. She's very pushy. I have to keep it clean. I might be doing some Nickelodeon stuff, so I have to keep it clean. But you can touch me and scratch my back, but I can't really get too physical.
Okay, so now you understand me. You seem very confused. Yergi sent you to us to be part of the podcast.
Yergi, fuck now.
Whoa. I don't even
Natasha.
Know.
Da.
Who are you here to? You're here to be a guest on the show?
Did you hear the message before?
I heard the message.
Yergi sent the girl over to replace Mole, but I have to tell you, you don't speak English. It's going to be hard for you to...
Yergi, fuck now.
No, you can't
it
talk
sounds
like... I can't be involved in that, Don.
Natasha. It sounds like Natasha sent Yergi to come over here to fuck us. Because she's saying, Yergi, fuck now.
Yeah, that's what she's saying.
No, you don't have to
Perry,
do that.
Perry, that doesn't make you uncomfortable?
You don't have to do that.
Mishka,
you can
okay,
fuck me
what
now
we
if
do.
She wants.
I can't be around that.
No smoking in here.
I can't be around.
Okay, Brody, we're not going to do that, okay?
Hey, I want to be a part of the
right,
Big Three podcast.
Natasha?
Simply Don. You can touch my leg. It
Look
feels
at her.
Good.
She's all over his leg. She wants to fuck him.
Hey, stop talking like that, Perry.
We're going to do a segment that we do on the show.
My back. So you scratch my back.
This is a little thing called $10
Shoutout. $10
Shoutout! Now, the $10 Shoutout, if you've never heard our show before, this is where you, the listener at home, you can be part of the Big Three Podcast fun. Now, if you want to do this, you send $10 to 7510 Sunset Boulevard. That's Hollywood, California, 90046. Now, that's $10. No legal things like checks or money orders or anything like that.
$10 cash.
Right. That's another way to put it, Brody.
Cash
Thank
only.
You. If you send $10, what we will do is give you a shout-out where you can say something to your friends or anything you'd like. So on today's $10 shout-out, we have no shout-outs. So with that in mind, I would like to make a quick shout-out to somebody that's been very near and dear to us, one of the best Thai restaurants in all the land, What the Huck. That's 323-654-7952. They supply us with food all the time.
Oh, they brought free food?
Yeah, they bring free food for us all the time. Today we got a whole little thing there. So I'd like to give a nice shout-out to all the guys down at What the Huck.
What the Huck.
Again, it's 323-654-7952. For the finest in Thai cuisine in the West Hollywood area, What the Huck?
What the Huck?
Have you ever eaten there before?
No, but I'm familiar with the delivery guy and actually Huck himself.
Hmm.
So I will be eating there. If tonight isn't that night, it could be.
You'll be eating there right now, as a matter of fact.
What do you recommend, Pad Thai?
Excuse me, what are you doing there? Natasha?
Da?
She's blowing into, is that a makeup mirror?
Yes.
You're really making yourself at home. You've taken off your shoes and your
I give off sweater. A good energy.
Fuck now.
No, don't say that. Just don't.
Yeah, no, you don't have to do that.
You can scratch my back. That's okay.
Nishka.
You don't have to.
I don't know what that means. I don't know what that means.
Look at Perry.
Perry.
He would do
Perry?
It.
Perry?
I know exactly what she wants.
What does she want?
She wants to have sex.
With you?
Right now, exactly.
With you?
Yep.
Nishka.
Mishka,
meaning
what does that
meaning
mean?
Or you?
Anyway, that was today's $10 shout out.
$10 shout out.
We have a sponsor, and we've got to do a little promo right now. This is for ASM Plumbing and Porn. ASM Plumbing and Porn is your one stop for all your plumbing and hardcore man-on-man porn concerns. That's 440-731-9338. Hi, friends. It's your old pal from the cult classic film Windy City Heat and from the podcast that makes you glad that you're internet savvy, the Big Three Podcast. Well, I'm here to talk to you once again about an American company that has broken new business ground. Two brothers from Ohio took their very successful plumbing business and combined it with their real true love, hardcore man-on-man porn. And that's how they formed ASM Plumbing and Porn.
Don, she has really taken a liking to me.
She certainly has.
It's completely acceptable behavior. I can't be too sexual because I do shows on Nickelodeon.
Do you want to... Perry keeps blowing this read. You want to read the copy for the ASM Plumbing and Porn?
Sure. She's blowing pot smoke near me. I can't do that.
Okay.
Here we go. You want me to read it?
Yeah, but instead of Scare Master, say your name.
Okay. It's kind of, I get the. Hi, I'm Stephen Brody Stevens. Stephen Brody Stevens from the Big Three Podcast and from the cult film classic, Windy City Heat.
Well, you could have left that out. You could have said the Hangover 1 due date. You okay. Want to try it like that
this
again?
It's hard to do.
Okay, just try and remember that. Instead of.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Hi, friends. 3, 2, 1. Hi, friends. I'm Stephen Brody Stevens. Stephen Brody Stevens from the Big Three Podcast and from the movies Hangover 1, Hangover 2, Due Date. And I'll tell you what, I'm here today because I want my fans to know what that when I'm playing Stephen Brody Stevens, I play a homophobic, racist, male chauvinistic, moronic fool. But when I'm away from the gang, I love watching hardcore man-on-man porn. I consider myself straight because even though I've only committed one gay act in my life, I found that I didn't like it. Just because I didn't like my experience back in 1992, it doesn't mean that I won't enjoy watching hardcore man-on-man porn.
Okay, stop right there.
I need
help. As I heard that, let me see this.
I need help.
That I guess in a way that was kind of geared towards... Maybe. Perry a little bit more.
Yeah, that
you didn't have a homosexual
thing
in 1992, did you?
No, 1982.
What was that?
Well, it was just a kid who took advantage of me.
I did not know that.
Yeah, but I'm not. I know I'm not gay. I went to Bangkok at every opportunity to do whatever I wanted.
What happened over in Bangkok? You said that a few times.
Got massages every day and touches and things, but nothing bad. Mostly women, I think.
Mostly.
I come back knowing I'm not gay, is what I'm saying.
Good for you.
Because I had the opportunity. Everyone does there. It's like they push it.
Oh, really?
Kind of.
Terrifying Tim, who took over the sponsorship for ASM Plumbing and Poor, and he got the big national commercial that they're going to try to run.
Yeah.
He did that, but I'll tell you this. He's in a contract argument with him right now, so you could possibly be the new guy. And since you had that thing in 1982... Maybe you could talk about plumbing and porn, like improvise something about plumbing and porn.
Well, I got to kind of, you know, keep it clean, positive energy. It moved forward, and everyone's had those kind of moments growing up. I didn't have an older brother. My father was in Central California selling ski gear. It was a rough childhood, and I was raised in a public school setting. My mother had to work very hard at her tennis lessons, and that's what happened. Thank you.
Perry, in 1992, had a tough time. Well, why don't you tell him the story?
What happened in 1992?
Well, I wanted to, learn about the business. I read this little ad in the Penny Saver. It says, if you want to become a star now, come here. You know?
Right.
So I went to this this office in Studio City.
Yeah.
And got a gig for a commercial.
Nice.
So I went out to the Valencia Studios or the Magic Mountain Studios.
Yeah, Magic Mountain Studios.
Yeah, the Magic Mountain Studios. So we
were
doing this
billboard.
Excuse
me just for a second. Hold on. Natasha, you keep grabbing your breast.
Fuck now.
Oh, no,
she wants
no.
to fuck now. That's
Perry,
why.
Go with your story. I want to hear this.
So I would love to. You want to come over here?
Why don't you? You want to go sit by Perry?
No.
Because I'm the man. If she doesn't,
why are you looking at me?
If you can't fuck,
I can't. I'm doing TV stuff.
Okay.
What? Oh. What are you doing, Natasha?
Fuck no.
No, 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 no.
I'll fuck her now.
Perry.
Perry, just tell your story.
You can scratch So you answered the ad, so and you went to Magic Mountain Studios.
So we go to the studios over at Magic Mountain. We do this billboard ad for Alvarado Hospital in San Diego.
Yeah.
And there was several girls there that I was very friendly with.
Yes.
But one asked me how to get back on, you know, how to get back home.
Perry, wasn't she on the freeway?
Well, let me get to that.
Okay. Go ahead.
So she wasn't on the freeway. We were just starting to go up the freeway ramp.
Right.
Freeway on ramp. So we pulled over to the right, the both of us. I asked her if she was okay and if she knew where she was.
You stopped her on the freeway.
I stopped her on the freeway on ramp.
Right.
Not on the freeway. Right. On the okay. On-ramp. It was dark. It was barely hardly anybody.
That just adds to the creepiness.
So, yeah. So she says she's fine. So I breached my head into the car to give her a goodbye kiss.
It's something everybody would. And hold on. What are you doing?
Now she's putting her shoes back on.
What, Natasha?
She sees that you're not a foot person.
Duh.
Are you a foot person?
You know I'm a foot person.
Oh, she had her shoes off. I didn't even notice you looking at her.
Yeah.
Were you looking at him?
I was looking at her feet.
I saw him.
Does she have nice feet?
Mark Kofka?
Yeah, real nice feet.
Very nice.
All right, go back to your story.
Okay, so we get onto the freeway, and you know, I go to give her a goodbye kiss on the cheek, and she, you know, dipped her head back into the...
Why? But go on.
Well, because she thought I was going to rape her, which is
on the side
completely
of the 5
stupid.
Freeway? The Interstate 5?
Yeah, you know, girls get that way because...
I guess, like, if you stop them on the freeway in the middle of the night and put your head in there to try to kiss them, you got to see
them. Well, not to make out with them or nothing.
Was she out of her vehicle?
No, she was in.
No, she was in her car.
Did
her
she,
was
did
shot.
She drive to the nearest call box?
No.
To report
no.
this?
No. No,
so what happened?
When she got home, I guess she called Randy Callahan.
Now, Randy Callahan was the casting agent over there that now I've heard his name so many times. He's almost like a cartoon character that's close to my heart. Go on. Finish the story. She calls Randy Callahan. Go ahead.
Okay. So she calls our boss, Randy Callahan, and, you know, turns me in more or less. So I get a call the next morning to come into the office immediately. And it sounded like there was another job coming up.
Get to the part where you blew him.
I didn't blow him, and you know it.
So what happened, Perry? You get
called
in.
So when I get over to the office, he calls me into his private office.
Right.
You know, the sliding glass door shuts.
Yes.
So he tells me that I got to do him a favor, and I'm saying, okay, I'll detail his cars or do his files or whatnot, and he goes, wrong favor. He's looking at my crotch.
Okay.
And I says, I'm not blowing you. And he says, okay, if you don't blow me, then I blow you. And he says, I'll also get you a job working with Christine Applegate tomorrow.
I'm smelling pot around here.
You know, Natasha's smoking pot. What are you doing?
Are you kidding? I can't do that. I'll be around that, Don.
All right, just, you can't smoke. No smoke.
Smoke's bad. No good. Smoke.
Nin?
No.
No.
Okay.
Thank Natasha. You. No
she can
fuck
scratch
now.
Me, though. It feels good.
No. Yeah. No. Natasha, if you want, come here. I fuck now.
Yeah. Perry, I want to hear what happened with this guy.
Well, he called
Dushka
me.
Dushka Matushka. Nyeh.
And he asked you, do me a favor?
Oh, what do you. You know what? That's nice. Brody, you know what she just said?
What?
She doesn't want to.
She said
wants,
she. It looked like
she'll
she
fuck
said,
him. She'll fuck you.
She'll fuck
you.
Me.
But she won't fuck me.
She'll fuck you?
Duh.
But what about him?
Man.
Okay, then I'm out of here.
Yeah. Why? We're in the doing a podcast. Finish the story. Get to the
all
part.
Right. Come on.
So, Christ.
What happened?
Well, the fucking guy says, I'll give you a gig with Christina Applegate and Elizabeth Pena.
Okay.
Tomorrow.
Okay.
And I got a gig tomorrow.
Okay.
But he says, before you get that gig tomorrow, you got to do me this favor.
Do a favor.
What did you think it was? Tell him what you thought it was.
He's looking at your crotch.
He's staring at my crotch.
Okay.
So
what did you think it was?
I'm not blowing him.
What did you think it was at first?
So you ended up
the
what?
Favor. What the, favor?
I thought he wanted me to suck his dick, and I said,
oh,
no
I
way.
Thought you. Disgusting. I thought you thought.
I said, no way.
Okay. So
but I thought
what?
You said he was going to detail your car. He wanted that.
That's what I asked him. Don, you know this fucking story.
All right,
story.
But Brody,
I don't know
the
story. Let me ask him. So he looks at your crotch, and then what?
I told him I'm not sucking his dick.
Okay, and then what?
So he says, okay, you don't blow me, then I blow you.
Oh, it's disgusting.
Listen, hush. I'll blow you, and you jerk me off.
Oh, my God. That's.
And I'll get you a gig with Elizabeth Peña, Christina Applegate, and Tony Cox.
Okay.
Tomorrow.
Oh, I'm about to vomit, but go ahead. So what did you do, blow him?
He blew me.
Oh,
I jerked
my
him
God.
Off and stop being so dramatic over
how
this
old
bullshit.
Were you?
1992.
You masturbated another guy.
Oh, that's the only guy that I've ever touched.
See, I've never done that. I know I'm not.
All
oh,
right.
It feels
we're
good.
Not
that's
comparing.
Why I should get more girls.
We're not comparing. I always thought you should get more girls. Seems like Natasha likes you. You like?
Nah.
I would never, no offense, but I feel for Perry, I guess.
Yeah, of course you
I've
do.
Never,
and I do,
I've
too.
Never had to do
and
that.
And here's the crazy thing. For some reason, people online, they found out about this Randy Callahan story, so they tease him about it constantly. And it's unfair.
Now, I didn't also, he also told me, here's the reason why I let him do it. He says, I will give you all three of your SAG vouchers so you can get your SAG card. That's why I let him do it.
Oh. And
all
you,
right.
And you touched him.
But
I
here,
touched him. I didn't were, suck you, him. I repeat, did not suck him. I repeat, did not suck him. I repeat.
But he
for
sucked
the third
you.
Time, would not let his dick get in my mouth. No fucking way.
Well, you're definitely not gay. And I don't know why people say that. But here's the deal. Natasha is literally all over you.
This feels
She's
good.
She's all over you.
Yeah. The back scratch, it feels
it's
good,
nice.
And I need it, yeah.
Massage?
She could do that, but I'm nice.
Fuck now.
No. Just squeeze. No, not there. Unless Brody wants
Gavorta.
It. What, Gavorta?
I have to be careful.
Okay, what Perry worked into, he went from that. But now, on this podcast, every week, his management company worked it out, so he has 60 seconds to talk about anything he wants to. That's why we call it 60 Seconds with Perry. Go!
Well, I've got a skateboard company you can order online at www.scaryperryskateboards.com. That is spelled out S-C-A-R-Y, P as in Peter, E-R-R-Y. Skateboards is spelled out S-K, the number 8, boards.com. There are 5 decks online to order. The decks are $62.50 a piece. T-shirts are $19.99 plus a $8 shipping and handling charge. Again, www.scaryperryskateboards.com. Again, that's spelled S-C-A-R-Y, P as in Peter, E-R-R-Y. Skateboards is SK, the number 8, boards.com. Scary Perry Skateboards.
Nice one. Very good. What are you thinking about, Don?
Stop! That's 60 seconds with Perry. Perry, you had a little at the end. You did a great job today.
Thank you.
You did a really good job on your 60 seconds with Perry. This next segment, it's just three guys. And one Romanian girl just sitting at a place and at a secret location in West Hollywood talking about the ladies. It's time once again for Guy Talk.
Oh, yeah. It's Guy Talk. Gonna talk about the ladies. Guy Talk. Ooh.
Yeah, it's Guy Talk. I think this might be the first time we've had a lady in here that I guarantee it's the first time we've had a lady in Guy Talk that doesn't speak English. What's that?
Not, I don't want lipstick on me.
She just kissed you.
I know.
You don't want.
She's got
I have to perform tonight.
You could wash it off.
Okay. Yeah, this is good stuff, Don.
I'm asking, you know what? We could go to Perry. We could go to Natasha. You like guys, Natasha?
Fuck now.
Done.
Okay.
I gotta. I do have to run in a little bit.
Yeah, we're
I
almost. All right, Brody. We're almost done with the
fuck
show.
Fuck now.
I do a lot of podcasts.
Okay, you don't do this one.
I know. All right, listen, as a director,
I know what I'm doing here.
Well, then put that energy, positive energy into me.
Don't. I'm asking you not to interrupt.
That's
not
negative.
Well, you're saying negative was when you interrupted when I'm talking to her about guy talk in the middle of a segment called Guy Talk, and you start saying,
"Let me look like I'm gay if I don't play back." You see what I'm saying? I like the scratching.
I'll try to stop her. If you didn't have so much fucking charisma, maybe this wouldn't have happened.
All right, I'm ready.
Okay, let's get back to guy talk. Now, Perry, have you been with anybody this week?
Sexually, no. I haven't had the time.
What do you mean you haven't had the time?
I've not had the time or the money. I'm broke. The banks won't give me back my money.
Ah, that goes back to the other shit. Well, so Brody.
Yeah, I'm doing good.
With the ladies.
Yeah, but I'm not focusing on them. I'm focusing on my comedy the last year.
Okay, Natasha.
Da.
Okay, you don't speak English. Nothing.
Mm.
What did Jurgi think sending you here? I don't know.
Jurgi say, fuck, now.
Okay.
Jurgi?
Yes, I know Jurgi. He's the one that sent you here.
Jurgi's.
Okay, I'm just a little confused.
Or choro.
I don't. Okay. Do you understand Romanian at all?
Not really.
So you do a little bit?
It can kind of.
Can you speak to her?
Natasha.
Da.
All Jurgi said to you to come in.
Wait a minute.
Here.
You're speaking English.
Well, I'm.
All right, but I said, do you speak Romanian?
Not Romanian.
Well, then how are you going to speak to her? I'm trying to speak English to her. All right, let's... I don't even know what to say to you.
Katush, Jurgi say, fuck, don?
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Gracias.
Jurgi say, oui. Fuck, Perry?
Acho to... Kavort, kake...
Okay.
Jurgi say, don't fuck Perry.
Fuck?
Worst guy talk ever. Hit the music.
Oh, yeah. It's guy talk. Ooh.
Now, what we're going to do now, and I don't really know how we're going to do this. I think Mary Jane helped us out with this once. But we're going to play Mole Play. Now, normally Mole is here to say that Mole Play that we do here on the show is no way associated with Mole Play, the home game division of Perpetic Industries. So I've said that. Now, I'd like you to hear this, Brody, because I'm going to have you run Mole Play tonight. So we'll kind of call it Mole Play, but it's really Brody Play. Now, here's how you play. It's an improv game that we play here on the show. Now, Brody, you're going to set a scenario. You can use anybody here you'd like in the scenario. You'll cast it. So you'll say, Perry, you'll play this role.
Can I be just an actor in it?
And then you'll direct the scene.
Well, I just want to be myself.
Okay, but this is, you came in to try to replace Mole. That's why
I would do my own stuff. I'd bring what Brody brings.
Okay, well, how can you do a...
If I be in myself... Positive energy. I'll be a better actor. I know my energy.
Okay, well, we're going to do an improv game.
Well, my energy is dipping, and I don't want to have to make decisions. I just want to be myself and play along. Why is that wrong? Why is that bad?
Okay, then Mary Jane, come over here for a second. Ladies and gentlemen, one of the producers of the show, the beautiful Mary Jane.
I mean, you got to read my energy levels, Don. I don't have
Please stop interrupting her.
Is Perry going to try to touch me like last time?
No, I don't think so. You're not going to do that, Perry. Promise you won't do that. Okay, so Mary Jane, you'll play the mole role today, okay? So once again, it's time for America's favorite segment of this show. It's time for Mole Play.
Mole Play, Mole Play, let's play Mole Play. Mole Play, Mole Play, let's play Mole Play. Mole Play!
Well, there you go. Now, Mary Jane, you know what to do. You're going to set up a scenario, you'll cast it, and then you'll direct the scene. What are we going to do on today's mole play, Mary Jane?
Anything I want?
Yes.
What we're doing today is we're going to reenact the famous Bartman play right when the crowd is about to murder him. Don, you can be highly aggressive fan one closest to Bartman. Brody, you can be fan two.
Okay.
Wherever you want in the stadium. And Natasha is fan three.
Yeah.
And Perry is Bartman.
Okay.
Go.
I don't even know how this is done.
You asshole.
You shouldn't have done that.
What's going on? I know nothing here.
Fuck now.
Okay.
Why did you pick something that I know nothing about?
Mary Jane, I don't think this one worked very well.
Just say you want to kill Perry, cuss at him, throw some beer at him, you know, like they did to poor Bartman.
Mary Jane, I don't think it's going to work. Let's just close it. That was today's mole play.
Mole play, mole play, let's play mole play. Mole play, mole play, let's play mole play. Mole play!
Well, it's almost the end of the show, and we're now going to do the worst thing possible. But before we do that, Brody, I hope that you're okay. I don't think that you did. You argued a lot. You made it very uncomfortable for me. Is there anything you want to say before we do our final piece here?
I would have liked just a little more heads up on what we were doing. I got maybe given a third of the two-thirds. A third of the whole thing, or a little more than a quarter of the whole thing.
Okay, well, so, when I told you to come between 5 and 5:30 and you showed up after 6.
No, you said, they said 5:45 I could be here.
Okay. Well, we didn't have...
I got here at 5:45.
No, you didn't. You got here at 6:15.
No, I didn't.
Okay. And it doesn't matter.
I was in my car.
Okay, but you weren't here until after 6.
I arrived down there, it was like 5:43. Okay. I went to Subway.
It doesn't matter. I mean, Brody, we'll talk about it later.
Okay. Just edit out the bad stuff.
I sure will.
And then you can use me, have me come in for a half hour. I'll knock it out of the park. But my energy dips, and I can't be around the super dirty stuff.
Then what I'm just saying is stop.
Well, now we can work together.
Perry.
Yes, sir.
You're the hardest person in the world to work with, correct?
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
Maybe to you, I am.
Do you think Brody's hard to work with?
No. I don't think Brody's hard at all. It's just that Brody feels very uncomfortable with this Natasha here. Fuck me now.
No, she says fuck now. That's what she says.
Fuck now.
Nyan.
Nyan. I can't promote this.
Yes.
Okay, it's not promoting anything.
Nyan.
Okay, here's the deal. Yurgi forced this girl upon me.
It's crazy.
All right, well, I don't know what's going on, and because of you and Mole leaving the show, we had to have somebody. And what's happened today? Brody just comes here out of the
blue. Because I deserve my own show. See? Okay. I can control a show. My energies control it. That's the kind of power I have if you give me a show like you're supposed
to. Brody.
I don't have to wait around. What?
If you want your own show, you got to ask Don and me.
Why you? You have nothing to do with the decision making.
I helped build this.
You didn't. Perry, you didn't. You helped 1 week fucking scrub the carpets. What's the matter, Natasha?
Fuck no.
I don't get it. I can't.
Yurgi.
Yes.
Say, fuck no, nie duska da.
Okay.
Fuck no.
Nien. Fuck no. Nien.
You don't want Perry. All right, let's just do this. Brody, is there anything you wanted to say? Because
thank you. Just edit it down. Make me look good. I know comedy. I know me.
I'll do my best.
Yes.
Perry, it's time once again. Let's just get this out of the way. It's Perry's Corner.
It's Perry's Corner.
Oh, boy.
What are you going to do?
I had my paperwork. It's in the car. Anywho, I'm going to talk about the fact that I messed up with Mole, and I feel bad about it. You know, well, there's got to be a way of getting Mole back.
You're saying that Natasha and Brody aren't worthy people to take over for Mole?
Well, see, Natasha doesn't speak one word of English other than fuck now. Natasha's all over Brody. Brody's got...
She would be all over me if I made my move on
her. No, I know.
Natasha. Okay, see?
Now Brody's got to do his children's shows and stuff, and he's not... He's not interested in being involved with
I can't do this because I have a career with Nickelodeon villain work.
There it is.
And Disney stuff. I can't do
this.
There
it is.
So I have to put my foot down. Anti-hemp, anti-sex comedy, and anti-too much of foul language. I'm not involved in that. Or violence.
There's been no violence.
Not yet. Right. Don hasn't killed me yet.
One out of four ain't bad. It's a start, Brody.
Yeah.
All right, so is that your corner?
I guess.
All right, that was Perry's Corner.
It's Perry's Corner.
Well, it's time to wrap up the show. Brody's stretching right now. Brody, are you okay?
I'm lightheaded. This is too much activity for me.
Here, we got some food. I'll give you food.
I'm not hungry. It's from sitting there. Okay, do the thing. I got to... Don, you're losing me. It's like not good. It's not. You can get me better of me if we do like a half hour. Boom, boom, boom. That's what I thought. I was in and out. Then I drag and I'm uncomfortable. And it's
all right,
no good for anybody.
Then do this. Why don't you say goodbye?
Thank you.
I'll let you go right now, and you'll leave.
No, I'll stay now.
Well, I told you we had 10 minutes left, and you've been insane ever since.
Well, I am insane. I'm on medication. I got a spot I got to do tonight. You said get here.
I have a spot, too.
I know you do, but you live closer. And I got here at 6, and it's been 2 hours almost.
Okay. Yeah, we did a little over an hour of a show.
I feel I can be used in a better way. And there's things I can't do. And I feel some of that was violated. I have to protect my image.
All right, I'll keep this whole part in there. And we'll see what people think.
What part? This last part?
What you just said, yes.
Because we're keeping it real.
Okay, then keep it real. We'll keep it real. I'm just saying
Perry's
this.
Perry's been real. I'm real.
All right, but you've done nothing but interrupt.
Thank you.
Thank you.
What are you thanking him for?
For complimenting me by saying keeping it real.
Yeah, like when he pulled Mole's hair. And made
that
him quit
was
the
last
show.
Week.
You
I was
made
angry.
Him quit the fucking show because of your fucking...
My
bank.
Ignorance.
Well,
my
you know
ignorance.
What it brought me in? So it brought my positivity in, and maybe I'll connect with Perry and give him the confidence he needs to sell those skateboards or get that money for whatever he's got to do.
Well, okay.
What is this now?
Well, it's finally over, Brody. The show is finished. I want to thank you for coming by unannounced. I think your audition was spectacular.
Well, thank you very much. I take advantage of the openings that Mole left me, and I feel like I made a good impression on you and your partnership. And hopefully something can work out where I get my own show. Stephen Brody Stevens, Positive Energy.
On the
right
network you're talking about.
Yeah, the Simply Don Podcast Network.
It's Simply Don, the podcast network.
Simply Don.
Simply
Don,
the
podcast
network.
Well, hopefully that can happen.
This Natasha, it was nice having you here.
Thank Don.
Okay.
We fuck.
Okay. And, of course, Scaremaster, you did better than ever. It's too bad you fucked things up by having Mole exit. If you want to get in touch with us on the social network, don't forget Don Barris. I'm on Facebook. Don Barris. Perry F. Caravello. Walter Molininski. Hopefully he's still here. He's on Facebook. Windy City Heat. Don't forget American Hero. Friend of the show, Mr. Tim Perpetic on Facebook. Don't forget my Ding Dong Show on Facebook. Simply Don One on Twitter. Brody, you got anything?
I'm just hanging out on Twitter, all things Brody on Twitter, and contact me through there. Thank you very much. Good night. My name is Stephen Brody. Stephen.
You got a Twitter?
I have ScaryPerry818 on Twitter.
Well, Natasha, do you even know what the hell I'm saying?
Natasha?
Okay. All right, we'll put her there, guys. Everybody put your hands in there. Here we go. Come on. Big three. Goodbye, everybody. Thank you, Mary Jane. Thank you.